And now let's return to that mansion at Inverness. Old Art has been tending the furnace that has been providing the steam for these strange dreams that Jack Mojo and Claudine have been experiencing together.
They've been up in that room for 2 days. They ain't come down yet.
Old Art trudges up the steps inside the tower. He squeezes through the narrow walls. He stops before the door now marked, Steam Dreamers Welcome. He knocks.
Y'all in there? What if I open the door and there's no one? What if that steamoscope or whatever Jack calls that thing just sucked their living souls right out of their bodies and left dry husks just sitting there? Hello? I don't trust no steam dream machine. Well, guess it's time I take a peek. Sure is dark in here. And hot and humid. Feels like a jungle. Ooh. But ain't no one moving. Jack? You still breathing? Claudine? She's sleeping like a little girl. Mojo? You do, man. They're all gone off somewhere. I think I'd better shut things down. I think it's time for you all to come on home.
And so Old Art closes the valves on the steam projector. The great machine gives a final hiss and falls silent. Old Art sits down and waits. Time passes. The room cools. And finally, they awaken.
Oh. Have a nice nap?
Art?
Oh, man.
You all have a good time?
We had an excellent adventure.
Mm-hmm. Claudine. Hey. It's time to open your eyes.
Why?
We've run out of steam. Come on. Upsy-daisy.
Do I have to?
Come on. Rise and shine.
Hello, Art.
Ma'am?
Oh, I must look awful.
No, ma'am, you look refreshed.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You look reborn.
Really?
Like a little girl.
Thank you.
Yeah?
And so our adventurers tidy up, eat hearty, and meet out on the patio to watch the sun setting over the rolling hills of Inverness.
You know, Leo Tolstoy once wrote a little story about prayer.
Were we talking about prayer?
Well, I was sure thinking about it when we were on that island.
Huh.
I want to hear the story.
There was a lake with an island, and it became famous because of three saints. And, you know, the high priest, he had never heard of these saints because the church had never certified them. But miracles were happening and people were going there by the thousands.
Oh, this was in Russia, right?
That's right. So he went out on a boat to the island where these three guys lived, and he could see they were poor, simple folks. They had nothing. They were sitting under a tree laughing, having a good time. But when they saw this distinguished-looking priest in his shiny, expensive robes, they got up and bowed down. The priest said, "There are rumors. You are great saints. Tell me, how do you pray?" And they said, "Well, we never knew the right way to pray, so we invented our own prayer." And the priest said, "Tell it to me." They said, "God is thought of as a Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we are also three. So we decided on, you are three, we are three. Have mercy on us."
That was their prayer?
That was it.
So what did the priest think of that?
Oh, man, he was pissed. I mean, really offended. He said, I've never heard of a prayer like that. That's nonsense. You on saints, you're simply stupid.
That wasn't very nice.
Well, he was an important man. For him, religion was serious business.
So what did the saints do?
They fell at his feet and they said, teach us the authentic prayer. So the priest told them the prayer of the Russian Orthodox Church. It was long, complicated, lots of big words. Man, it just went on and on. When he finished, the three guys looked at each other like they'd never remember all those words. So they asked him to repeat it again, and he did. And then they said, please, repeat it once more. And he did. And then they thanked him, and the priest felt good because he had done a good deed. He had brought these three foolish men back to the church.
And that's the story?
No, no, wait, wait. Wait for the punchline.
So the priest went sailing off on his boat. But when he was in the middle of the lake, he heard voices calling. And he turned around, and there's these three saints running on the water, calling, wait, tell us your prayer again. We forgot.
Running across the water?
Oh, yeah.
And what did the priest do?
Well, he fell at their feet, and he said, forget it. Just continue your prayer.
That's a nice story, Mojo.
You can thank Leo.
Well, here's to simple saints.
And to simple prayer.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss that Zeppelin.
Are you going somewhere?
I thought I'd leave you two alone and head on back home.
Mojo, no, don't leave.
The more time I spend up in that room, the more real it feels. And one day, I just may not want to come back down.
Yeah, I've been thinking the same thing.
Oh, but it is just a dream.
I know that now. But when I'm in it, man, I don't know the difference.
Do you, Claudine?
Of course I do.
Are you certain about that?
I am. And I will look after both of you.
And what about your imaginary friend?
Colette? She will help me.
That's reassuring.
Don't make fun. Did she not help us to escape from that crazy jungle?
You know, you're right. She did.
Yeah, but just barely. Man, those vines were going after us with a vengeance.
She's still like a child, though, isn't she?
Colette is grown up. But yes, she is very childlike.
Sometimes it's nice to have a little innocence hanging around. Sometimes they see things we can't.
Because we're jaded, huh?
No, because you're bullheaded.
You know, I recall Captain Baum Baum saying there were more islands out there somewhere.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind seeing maybe another one or two. How about you?
You like being on that Zeppelin, don't you?
Oh, man, I love it. I want to learn how to fly that thing.
Jack, let's go back, all right?
More islands in the sky.
Just floating out there somewhere.
Tempting, isn't it?
Maybe. Just a little.
Come here. Thank you.
For what?
For dreaming with me.
Really? Well, you know what they say.
No, what?
What we see and what we seem are but a dream within a dream.